Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm so happy to have you here and me be with you and talk what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is wanting more. And, what I want to do is share a very powerful spiritual journey that I've had with this topic and with wanting more. The more peace goes with contentment, so it goes with. For me, it was a little bit of an internal battle between wanting more and being content with where I was, what I had, where I was going, understanding those pieces, but where my spiritual journey began with wanting more was I just had my more mixed up. I just had my, what my wanting more was about was causing an internal struggle with myself. It was causing a lack of peace, a lack of contentment. It was causing me to feel not grounded and, just not comfortable in my skin. You know, I would walk around. I describe it as a longing. I described it when I reflect back at that time in my life. It was like a wanting, but that want that is more about a void and a wanting of not having. So different. And I just thought it was so special to share this with you because I know when God took me through this journey and when I finally understood and I finally felt fulfilled and content and still wanting, but wanting in what I describe as the, I guess you could say a healthy way, a prosperous way, a fulfilling way. There was so much joy and so much peace that it brought to me. And that's what I want to share with you today because I want you all to walk away with experiencing that same peace and that same joy and living a fulfilled and content life. So let's kick this off. And when I say wanting more, was for me in the past was about things. It really was. It was about things. It was about. It was about external. So I would always put the focus on external, thinking that the external would be the internal, and I didn't know I had it backwards. You know, I would focus on stuff. I would focus on whether it was material stuff, whether it was a physical part of me, a physical something from the outside, the way that I looked, the way that I dressed, focus on clothes and homes and friends, but just that external that for wanting something externally. And that caused me always to have this battle, this uneasiness, this unsettled feeling within me, because later what I had learned and what I experienced is nothing externally is going to fulfill what is on the inside. I needed to look at it. I needed to reverse it. I needed to go from the inside out and let the inside be content and the inside be fulfilled. And then externally, everything that came or where I was in my life or the journey that I was on, it just all fell into place. It all felt good. It felt right. And more, you know, more specifically though, I knew when it felt right and I knew when it felt not good. So then I could listen to, you know, my voice inside, and I could listen to God's voice, and I could hear the discussion. I could hear the guidance. I could understand the guidance more. So what did I turn the more into? Well, I turned it into more love, more unselfish ways of acting, more confidence, more motivation, more joy, more peace, more fulfillment, more goals. But the goals were about, so let's just say career-wise, I would turn the goals of my career into what could I provide to the world. So it was more value to the world, more joy to the world, more being present, more offerings to the world versus more money. I didn't make it so much about achieving sales goals versus what I could provide to people, what I could give to people, what I could do for my family, what I could, more patience, right? I started to realize these values that I wanted to exist with. I started to identify how I wanted to be in a day, how I wanted my day to look, how I wanted to feel in my day. So turning it into those internal factors, turning it into how I was my being. And so to turn this over to you and to share with you how you could do this is, what do you want more of for you, for your existence, for your living, for your spiritualness? For how you feel, you know, I wanted more joy. So I wanted to feel more joy. So for me, what does more joy look like? Right. It was having more patience, right? Having more peace. And then what I would do is I would start to bring in those actions that would bring me that. So for me, let's use meditation as a great example. For me, meditation brings me a lot of peace. It brings me a lot of groundedness. And so I would start to bring meditation into my day, into my world, versus the wanting. It's interesting. So here's what happened for me. I wanted. What I thought I wanted was time alone, when really I was after the peacefulness and the quietness and the understanding of, I wanted the quietness so I could hear my voice and I could hear God's voice communicating with me. But when I looked at it as, I didn't understand that. And I just looked at it more from a frazzled perspective of, I just give me time alone. Just, you know, so I would come in my office and close the door, or give the kids a heads up, like, just, you know, give me 20 minutes of alone time. And when I was here in my office with that alone time, I didn't know what to do with it. I just, you know, sometimes with my alone time, I would read emails, or I would, book things in my calendar or, you know, clean up my desk. I wasn't able to give myself the food of what I would feed my peace that I was looking for and my quietness and my groundedness within me that I was looking for. I hope I'm explaining this the right way, is that, so I kind of approached it all backwards, because your soul is going to tell you what it needs. You know, we feel off. When we feel off, that's our message, right? That something's not in balance. So we need to take that step back and think about, okay, well, what is it that I want? Right? Ask yourself. And if you say to yourself, I want more alone time, well, what really does that translate to? That translated to, it wasn't alone time. I wanted to feel more grounded. I wanted to feel more peaceful. I wanted to feel less scattered. I wanted to feel more content. And so that translated into, oh, I get that in my alone time. But sitting in my alone time in my office working on scheduling things is not going to feed the contentment and the peace and the grounding. So I need then to take that step back and put in the action steps. Well, what will feed me being more peaceful? Meditation does. And so when I then would schedule my alone time, I would come in and I would have my meditations ready to go. And then therefore it fed. Now all of a sudden I started feeling more peaceful. So turning your, really examining your wants and seeing what, going to the heart of it, going in and exploring into the depths of you. Well, what is it though that you really want to feel, what you want to experience? And then we turn that into the want and putting those action steps in place. The thing that helped me was to write down, journaling always helps so much, because I just feel like it helps get, I have a lot of thoughts going on in my head at once. And I almost, it's like in my head, I try to figure everything out. So what I've learned to do, what I taught myself was to journal. Journal everything down. So I would just write my thoughts down. I would just write down what I was feeling, what I wanted. And then I could start to put that roadmap together. So then my behaviors then supported what it was that I really wanted, what I wanted to experience. So let's put these into steps for you. So step one, journal down what you're looking, what you want your day to look like, what you want your relationships to look like, what you want to have your career look like, and put it to what you want to experience, and turn it into, so my relationship with my kids, for an example, I want to experience where they come to me for advice, where I can give advice in a loving way, where I am more patient with them, where I am willing to share information with them, where I'm willing to be open with them, where I am willing to have more peaceful conversations with them, where before I was more, because I was feeling more scattered, things were more reaction-based from me. So turning those, so the action step, turning those wants into your vision, which we talked about a few shows back. What is the vision for areas of your life that you want? Okay, that you're turning into that you want more of, that you want more, that more feeling, that more contentment, that more joy, that more peace. We're going to take a quick short break. When we get back, we're going to continue talking about our wanting more, and wanting more for yourself, and getting to that place of contentment so you can feel that fulfilled and peaceful and joyful feeling. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Jen. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to jump right back into where we left off about wanting more and what that more looks like. So we know now what our mores, in for me, in my journey, turning my mores around and my wanting more around into more of a state of being, that higher state of existing, that higher state of living, and what that looks like. And now I want to bring our conversation into how do you stay there? How do you stay in that wanting more? Later on in the show, I am going to talk about why it's okay to want more. But first I want to talk about you staying there. So because what happens is, and what's happened for me is I lose motivation, and motivation is one of those words that can be debated. But for our purposes here, I'm going to use the word motivation to always staying in that state, that higher state. So for me, staying motivated to practice more patience, and want more patience, want more peace, want more love, want to give more love, want to give more of myself to my family and my friends and this world. So staying motivated to always live by that higher standard for myself. So for me, you know, there are days when it just, you know, doesn't happen. There are days when I snap or when I am not in the right frame of mind or in the right mood to want to give more, to want more from myself, to want more from life. And I have to snap myself out of it. I don't want to stay there for so long. I don't want to stay for an extended period of time in that state. So one of the things that I like to do is I stay positive and focused on what my being is. So that's where my I am statements come in. We had spoken about in our breakthrough show, I took everybody through the I am statements, but I am statements are very powerful. And for me, from a spiritual perspective, I take a lot of my I am statements from the Bible, from scripture. You know, I am blessed. I am loved. I am a child of the Most High God. I am protected. I am valued. I take those I am statements and that's my self-talk. That's the self-talk that I use to take myself out of those moments of despair, you know, of being despondent, of not wanting more from me, not wanting to give more, not wanting more from this life. So I am statements are very important. I also like to keep focus on in my journal. I will write down what I talked about vision. They're my visions of what that more looks like. But it's very living and it's breathing and it's alive. My visions are my life. They're what I want my day to look like, what I want my life to look like. And I talk about them and I live them and I refer back to them. So my visions, my book of visions, my journal is never far from me. And so what I've gotten into the habit of doing is even during the day, I will have that near me. And when, you know, I find myself even, you know, it kind of slipping backwards, I'll take that out and I'll read a few passages, or even going from task to task. Sometimes in a day we're just busy and I'll go from task to task, and I'll just, before I get into the new task, I take those visions out and it resets me. It gives me a gentle reminder about how I want to be and what I want for myself, what I want to give and what I want to get back. So, I just had this conversation with my kids. One of the things that I do for them that we've talked about is on most nights they have homework and they have a lot of it. And going from homework to homework, right, from subject to subject, they lose that drive. They lose that momentum. They lose that state. And so they'll have their visions in front of them. And before they go on to the next subject, they'll revisit their visions. They'll revisit their goals. They'll revisit how they want to be in their state, and they read it and then they go forward and go on to the next subject. So focusing on what I'm becoming, I love the word becoming. Somebody once gave me this example of having versus becoming. Becoming is that beautiful state of always moving, forward. It serves as a gentle reminder for me not to look backwards, not to look, except if it's, you know, in celebration of how far I've come, but becoming for me reminds me there's no regret. There's no, you know, it takes away the whole Monday morning quarterback philosophy where I'm becoming. So anything that's happened up to this point is exactly, it's happened exactly the way that it's supposed to. So focusing on where you're going, what you're becoming, and is a great way to stay motivated and on track for wanting more, for getting those wants that you are looking forward to. Another thing that I focus on is my confidence. You know, when we were building this show, one of the things that we talked about was body confidence. And confidence is a belief. Confidence is, it's part of a mindset. It's confidence. It does not, confidence when it's humble is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's just focusing. It's a confidence that focuses on what you can already do and the belief that there's so much more that you're going to do. There's so much more capability that you have within yourself. There's so much more potential. It's a confidence that although you may not be able to do something right now, it's the confidence that you can learn it. You know, we can figure things out. Things can be figured out. Things can be learned. You have that there are people that are surrounding you that can teach you and show you and you can learn from. So when you have the confidence that you know the things that you can do and that you've learned so much already, it's not about what you can't do. It's that confidence is about focusing on what you can do and what you're excited to learn and what you're excited about becoming. So when you take that mixture of, right, in our journal, we took step one as identifying those wants, but putting them internally versus externally. And then you match it with this this focus on this positive self-talk and who you're becoming and your I am statements. And then you focus on that confidence and you talk about what you can do and what you have done and what you're excited about, what you're going to do. Then you have this beautiful recipe for living in that growing state, in that becoming state, and getting the more that you're looking for, growing internally. And when we have those setbacks, they're just slides. That's part of the journey, right? Going forward, then going back a little bit, then going forward, then going back a little bit. That's the learning. That's the growing. That's the beautiful journey that we're on. So there's no, there's just no regret. There's just an understanding that everything is happening the way that it's supposed to happen. We're going to take a quick short break. And when we get back, I want to talk about, we're going to go to focusing on the why. And I want to share with you where, for me, this was a slippery slope because I needed to bring my worlds together of living a biblical life, living by scripture and wanting more, you know, and not making it about discontentment or making it about materiality or making it about external things. So I want to share that lesson with you because I think it's important and so beautiful because it's brought me so much peace and joy. And I want that for you. And we can bring wanting more back into this, I call it like a beautiful wrapped present of always growing and going after and becoming better and becoming more and becoming just in a more beautiful state of being as we go through this amazing thing we call life. So when we get back, we'll jump right into that. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's dive right back in. And in this segment, I want to talk about why it's okay to want more. And I want to, for me, in my personal journey, bridging the gap between wanting more and living in that state, that constant state of contentment. Because that's really where my growth came. That's really where God stepped in and made that possible for me. Because prior to, I was so discontent. I was, you know, I was living in a state of, it just felt like a constant struggle. Is the best way that I can describe it. And life now flows so easily and so beautifully. And before, it was like a battle. I was living, just everything was hard. And I didn't understand because too, I have, you know, I've been coaching for 25 years and I didn't really practice. I practiced what I preached. I just didn't always know how to practice what I preached in this. And what I mean by that is what I've realized for myself and what I realized for my clients is we know when things don't feel okay and they don't feel good or we don't feel grounded. We feel in that, for me, that was my state of being in a battle. Just didn't know how to change it. I knew I didn't like that feeling. I just didn't know always what to do. So let's talk about the why. So when we focus on the internal, or for me, let me put this on me, and then and you apply it to your life. When I focused on an internally wanting more, then the peace started to come, and the internal, it's how we're made. So I'm going to bring this into scriptures. For my journey, we are, you know, this is a good explanation. In 1 Timothy 6, in verses 6 through 12, it says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it." So we can't, those external things, when we focus externally, it just is automatically setting up this internal battle, this uneasiness within ourselves. So when I started to understand this, and I could then turn it back into internal and looking for that peace and joy and contentment, then things started to change. So the why part of, you know, wanting more and wanting more of those things, that's beautiful. It's your, you know, from your growing into these beautiful values and these, you know, they're the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You're growing into these fruits that bring us such joy and such peace, right? And patience is another one, and gentleness is another fruit. So having more of that is beautiful, and it brings us so much contentment and so much gratitude. And it, for me, it changed my physical state. It changed the way that I walk around, the way that I go through my day, the way that I can to interact with other people. So just more calm, more peace. So for me, that's my why. That's what is my driving force behind always wanting more of those things. And then in turn, when I start feeling myself taking a step back, that's where, you know, my motivation and what I do for my confidence, I bring those action steps in so I can keep going after that wanting more. So let's bring the conversation back to contentment, because contentment for me was the missing piece. Contentment was about being content with what's already, with what you already have. And when I first mentioned that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 12, I said, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." And contentment here in this scripture, it's they mean complete self-sufficiency. So that's what that means, is you're completely independent of all outward things. It's not contentment never comes from the possessions, from external possessions, from the possession of external things. And the difference is we can have those external things. There's nothing wrong with nice things. There's nothing wrong with material things. But when the focus is on those versus what's within, that's when we lose that contentment. And when we lose that contentment, that's the uneasiness. That's the driving force behind that, where you're missing out on being grounded, where you're unhappy, where your joy starts to be, where that joy starts to slip away. I hope you can see this, and I'm explaining it in a way. When I didn't have that contentment, then everything else seems jumbled. Nothing seems in place. And when I started to live in that contentment, then everything started to fall into place. And that's when life became easy. That's when my days became easy. Even when things weren't easy, I could go through them easily. It's not with, it's not, it's has nothing to do with a lack of emotion or that things don't hurt or things aren't hard. It's not that at all. And what we've turned, what we've become as a society is that we've made it about that. And so, because we've made it about those external things, right? So when we don't have those external things, then we've made it about being unhappy. And so for me, when I made it about those internal things and that internal source when we are deeply grieved about material loss, that's a sign that we don't have contentment. That's a red flag for you're not living with that content, that internal contentment. So for me, having that internal contentment and being focused on, you know, when I'm going through a rough time, I go through those emotions, but at the same time, I'm now turning it into, okay, where are all the joyful things in my life? What's going on right now that is beautiful, is bringing me joy, is bringing me peace, and focusing on those things. It doesn't make you less emotional. It just makes me living in a state of contentment for what I do have. And then when something is lost, I just can move through it in a more peaceful and celebratory way. I can celebrate what I do have, or what I, you know, if we're talking about a person, what I did have with that person. If we're talking about an object, I can also celebrate what that object brought to my life. Maybe it was convenience, you know? I mean, that's what external material things are about. It's about adding a convenience to our life, right? It's about adding fun. It's about having certain benefits. It's not supposed to be about our happiness. And that's where the contentment comes in. So we're going to take a quick short break. And when we come back, I want to go more into this state of contentment and what you can do to experience it and what you can do to have it. So then things for you, you know, life starts falling into place and life becomes, you know, this beautiful story that you're on, this beautiful journey that you're on, that you're always, right? You're wanting more. You want more of those internal things and everything just comes together in a fluid way. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org. org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Let's go right back into, I want to share with you for our last segment about why contentment is essential and difficult for many reasons. So first thing that you need to look out for is that we can only find contentment when it's rooted in eternal things. So it's for living an eternal life versus a life here today made of material things. And it's also hard for us to experience contentment because we are in a consumer culture that highlights lack of contentment and highlights, you know, it's a marketing world of highlighting that lack of contentment. If you don't have certain products, if you don't have certain things, you know, the marketing is designed to make you feel that discontent when you don't have those products, right? So lack of contentment, that like not feeling contentment with because you don't have those things. So when you're bombarded with that constantly, that's a lot for us to always have to undo, you know? So just, you know, pay attention when you're listening to commercials or when you're listening to marketing and ask yourself, you know, like when I started, when I was going through this journey, I didn't not have things. I did not, you know, go and buy material items or want certain material things because it would make my life easier. I just started looking to what benefit they would have in my life. Where, you know, go back years ago, I was looking for those things to make me happy. I was looking for those things to give me that contentment that I was missing. That's a big difference. You know, what I found in my Christian walk was knowing the difference. You know, there's a lot of talk out there that says that to live without those things, to, you know, if you have those things or want those things, then you're not living, you know, a true Christian life, or you're not, you know, it's about going without. And that's not, you know, when you read scripture, that's not the message. That's not what it's about. It's that contentment piece is so important. And when your eye is focused on material things to provide, what God has given us, then that's where the disconnect comes in. The other thing is that contentment is hard because we usually have a desire for more than what we need. And so that's another exercise that you can do that's been that has been life-changing for myself, is that I'll go through what I have. If there's something that I'm looking to get or looking to buy, I'll look at my need for it. And it's an understanding. It's just a, I like to call it a little check, you know, checks and balances of, am I living in contentment right now, or is something going on in my life that maybe I am looking externally? You know, this doesn't, for me, and again, I'm going to speak personally, is that I don't, you know, I have these ups and downs in my life, or it could be an up and ups and downs in a day, or, you know, if you look at my life in month blocks, you know, these ups and downs happen, and it's a journey. So what I focus on is staying focused on my internal wants and focused on the joy and the peace and the contentment, just so I have that checks and balances of, you know, of never going too far one way, you know, of not taking so many steps back that I get stuck there. And so it's important to have these little things in place, these conversations, and this understanding of how, you know, of what's being highlighted, you know, these little red flags, what helped me to stay grounded and rooted into those internal things, into those internal fruits. So it's... So I don't go too far off the beaten path. But contentment is, you know, it's tough in today's society. It's no longer a daily battle, but it's I keep it in the forefront of my mind because I want to stay in that contentment, because part of me wanting more is I want more of what God has for me. I want more in my spiritual life. I want more in that higher level being of existing. And that's that we're all connected, and that experiencing the fact that we are as humans all connected, and that it's about that love and that giving and that experiencing with others and really tapping into your heart and what's in there, you know, and opening your heart up and experiencing that love and that joy and those fruits that give us so much more than material things. And again, I don't want there to be confusion about, you know, getting rid of everything and you know, just and living simply or abandoning all material things because that's the you know, the right thing to do. Because if we miss out on this feeling of contentment, if we don't go through the process or understand what the contentment means, getting rid of everything is not going to help either. Because we're not putting our focus on what we should be putting on. So the last thing that I want to close with is I invite you to ask for God's help in this, because that was really what did so much for me, is that he taught me, he gave me the lessons that I needed to receive to experience this contentment, to learn what contentment really was, and to have that in my life. And it's been life-changing. It's been, you know, from a time when I lived in such chaos and uneasiness, and I just, you know, I wasn't happy with myself. And if I can't be happy with myself, I wasn't happy with others. And just living in that state of exuberance and that state of being connected to Him and hearing his voice and letting his will be done on my life. This has been a huge part of that contentment coming in, which helped to put all other things in perspective. It'll also help also, I mean, we've talked about material things. However, I should have really brought in, you know, other people as well. Because in last week's show, we talked about letting expectations go and letting opinions of others go. And that contentment piece is a huge part of it as well. You know, those are external factors. You know, people are external. So again, this is that contentment piece is so important. So if you can listen to last week's show, the one on letting expectations go, and then that combined with this piece of contentment, it's just like, it's just an amazing feeling in your life. It's just, you know, it's just, I want that for all of you. I want you to walk around in that pure joy and that pure happiness and that pure peace of living that every day. It's time for us to go. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you all have a great week. You can reach out to me at jenniferzelop@yahoo.com. Reach out to me on the website, jenniferzelop.com. And let me hear. I want to hear from you. You guys write into me all the time and I so appreciate it. I love hearing your journey. I love hearing what you're going through. We can talk about it. We can share ideas and steps and action steps on what to do. And, I just want you to have an amazing, amazing Thrive life. You're listening to Jennifer Zelop on Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzelop.com.